And now, your news for the hour. After speaking with the police department on Wednesday, the Bad Axe police are investigating a two-vehicle injury crash that happened Tuesday afternoon on North Van Dyke Road in Huron County near Walmart and Big Boy. Police say a 23-year-old Ubley woman was pulling out of a private driveway around 3:10 p.m. when her vehicle entered the path of a southbound pickup truck driven by a 20-year-old Elkton man. Authorities say the truck driver was unable to avoid the collision. The Ubley woman was taken to Shore Hospital by Central Huron Ambulance with non-life-threatening injuries. The pickup driver was also treated for minor injuries and transported to McLaren Thumb Hospital. Investigators say the driver of the car was cited for failing to yield. Multiple agencies assisted at the scene, including the Bad Axe Fire Department, the Huron County Sheriff's Office, and Central Huron Ambulance. And throughout Tuscola County, there will be 26 millage issues on the Tuesday, August 4th ballot, according to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, who is the Chief Election Officer. The county will have three issues. Voters will be asked to support funding for Central Dispatch 911, for mosquito abatement, and whether or not the Tuscola County Road Commission should be elected or appointed. The townships of Akron, Ulmer, Arbella, Columbia, Denmark, Tuscola, Coilton, Navesta will have a request to approve millage for roads. Arbella will also be requesting to renew a millage for fire services. Columbia will request millage renewals for emergency services and the library. Elkland Township will be requesting a millage for emergency services. Watertown Township will be asking for a protection millage. Wisner Township will ask for an ambulance millage. The Village of Cass City will be asking for a millage for parks and recreation operations and for a millage for the police department. The Kingston School District will be asked for an operating millage. The Marlette School District will be asking for a bond proposal, and there will be a millage request to support the Rawson Memorial Library. And in our national news, ISO New England, the operator of the region's bulk power system, successfully initiated an update to its energy management system and market model. The scheduled technological overhaul required temporary administrative outages for specific grid applications during the afternoon transition. Engineers confirmed that external market interfaces remained operational throughout the implementation window to prevent trading disruptions. The software upgrade is designed to enhance overall power system reliability and streamline data processing across multi-state network. And in our international news, United Nations condemns military presence at East Jerusalem compound. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a sharp condemnation of Israel's decision to establish military facilities within the United Nations Relief and Works Agency compound. The facility is located in occupied East Jerusalem and a perennially sensitive zone for international diplomatic relations. Guterres categorized the actions as a direct violation of international laws governing the neutrality and immunity of global humanitarian installations. Israeli authorities have not yet issued a formal public response detailing the specific operational necessities behind the deployment. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.